I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Exclusive reporting what America's fallen ambassador knew about the danger he was facing in Libya. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. We begin tonight with breaking news. Reporting you'll see only right here. Today, a hearse bore the body of former Navy SEAL Glenn Doherty past his childhood home just outside Boston. Tonight, 360 has obtained exclusive new details about the security climate leading up to his murder and the murder of three others last week, including in Libya, including the American ambassador there, Christopher Stevens. 360 has learned exclusively the concerns that the ambassador had, the threat he foresaw, and the signal he gave to at least one person we know about what he was seeing. Today, some in the administration inch closer to conceding what many observers already suspected, that the killings, though they happened during a wave of protest over that anti-Muslim YouTube video, were not committed just by protesters. Listen to the administration's National Counterterrorism Center direct today at a Senate Homeland Security hearing.
I would say yes. They were killed in the course of a terrorist attack on our embassy.
Mr. Olson went on to say that investigators lack specific intelligence concerning, in his words, significant advanced planning or coordination. He said they're looking into connections to Al-Qaeda and local Al-Qaeda affiliates. Now, you're looking at the scene just outside the consulate in Benghazi as a pro-American crowd tried to rush Ambassador Stevens, who was wounded, still alive, to the hospital. Tonight, as we said, 360 has obtained exclusive information about the climate that led up to all of this. A source familiar with Ambassador Stevens' thinking says that in the months before his death, he talked about being worried about what he called the never-ending security threats, specifically in Benghazi. This source telling us that the ambassador specifically mentioned the rise in Islamic extremism, the growing Al-Qaeda presence in Libya, and said he was on an Al-Qaeda hit list. In addition, our source tells us he emailed a journalist in the wake of a bombing near the consulate in June. He wrote, and I quote, "Maybe you should head east to Benghazi to check out the situation there, which appears to be heating up." What we don't yet know is why, given all that Ambassador Stevens thought, why he traveled with such an apparently light security detail, why he was allowed to. Did he want it that way, despite the risk, or did his warnings go unheeded, and did he and his people die because of it? At this point, we simply don't know. Senator John McCain supported President Obama's action to oust Muammar Gaddafi. He's also criticized some of the steps taken since then and is sharply skeptical of the administration's account so far of what happened in Benghazi to the ambassador and the three others. I spoke to Senator McCain earlier today.